Hello and welcome to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Kelly, and I'd like to take just a little bit of time, maybe a lot of bit of time, but probably a little bit of time, to talk about Spice and Wolf. I'm going to have to put this in the road to Volume 5 rather than Volume 5 proper, because there's going to be a remake of Spice and Wolf that's coming out in April 2024. And I wanted to see how the original story, the original anime, stacked up to what is coming. Because I'm assuming, since the mainline story that was in the light novels is finished, the new anime is basically just gonna do a, I guess, brotherhood treatment. I know that's what a lot of people call it, but I'm pretty sure they're just gonna, or I can hope, I'll say I hope that they'll stay faithful to the light novels. So, first and foremost, I rarely do this. I want to give a huge shout out to my boy HW Daz. I believe the HW is for hood whore. You can correct me if I am mistaken, but Hood Whore Daz, one of the most influential boot makers of our generation. His profile picture is actually Hollow the Wise Wolf from Spice and Wolf. And because HW Daz is such an amazing guy, he's a wonderful friend to have, I've really enjoyed the time that I've gotten to speak with him, I said, you know what? His taste in anime must be impeccable, because he chooses such amazing shows to do clothes for, and also video games, because he has just wrapped up production on a Final Fantasy VII shirt. But he's done things, and I'm like, I wanna watch them. One of them being Golden Time. I really want to watch Golden Time because he recommended it. But Hollow the Wise Wolf from Spice and Wolf is his profile picture, so I was inspired. And after talking with him, he highly recommended watching the show, so I watched it. And I can honestly say, I do not regret it. So thank you, Daz, for that. Spice and Wolf is one of those 2000 shows that I can see it being a hit for a lot of people. And for the most part, I am one of those people. I can honestly say I enjoyed it the entire way through. But there are some parts that left me a bit more iffy than others. Maybe a bit cold, one would say. But what is Spice and Wolf about? Spice and Wolf follows Craft Lawrence, or Lawrence Craft, who is a traveling merchant, and when he stops in this one town, he is camping out for the night because he has a horse and buggy to travel his wares, and he finds this girl sleeping in his buggy. Well, the girl has ears and a tail, and it turns out she's actually a wolf. A wolf who has lived for a very long time, and her name is Hollow, Hollow the Wise Wolf. And trust me, she will let you know, and she will never let you forget that she is not just Hollow, but she is Hollow the Wise Wolf. I'll be perfectly honest, between these two seasons, because there are two seasons, there are four or five different stories that happen, and they are, I can honestly say, some of them are fairly straightforward, and others, there are some next level convolutedness to these arcs. What do I mean when I say that? I'm glad you asked. So, get this. the show is really cute, and they find themselves in these really awful situations. Well, in the first and second of the major situations that they find themselves in, the answer is relatively straightforward. They work together, they get things done. Well, after that, everything turns into a massive mind game. And it got to a point where I was just thoroughly confused. I just really couldn't keep track of what was going on, because it seemed like there were a lot of twists and turns. And throughout this entire process, for every arc that we're going through, you're also learning about trade and economics, which that is actually a huge highlight of the show, is learning about trade and economics, which some things, yeah, you might have learned maybe in high school or middle school. But if you go to trade school and you're actually trying to be a business person, something like that, this is actually a pretty good starting point for that, I would say. I mean, I can see it, some small business owners being inspired by this when they were children and thinking, okay, let me take this and expound upon it, because they do such a good job of explaining trade that even I understood it. And I thought that it was fascinating. And they weave it through the stories that are being told so intricately, you don't even realize until you're done that you actually were learning the entire time. So that's a huge plus, but I'm going through some of these and I'm just like, why did we get here? How did we get here? Why weren't you just transparent about what it is that you're doing? Because it's kind of like, I knew that you were going to do this. You should have known that I was going to do this. And I knew that you should have known that I knew that I was going to not know that you were going to not know that I knew that. Too much. It was too much. Second season turned me off. Not going to lie. The first season, though, I would say is a wonderful romp. I really enjoyed my time with it. I think that the writing was really great, and I really loved Lawrence and Hollow's dynamic in the first season. Now, I will say that I think part of that is due to, and I don't know if they're still around, but Imogen was the animation studio behind the first season, and they did a really great job of making a really nice atmosphere, and also they did an amazing job of kind of, and maybe this is just because I was such a fan of their dynamic in terms of their banter, but I also was able to pick up, they didn't do it often, but they were really good at communicating body language, and it seemed like they really understood their relationship and how it was blooming, and they took full advantage of that with how this was animated. Also, the way that they did the character designs, I'm a huge fan. Now, the second season, where things get more contrived, which I know I'm saying it and it sounds like it's a bad thing, it still is a really good show. Second season is still good. Not as great as the first, but it's still good. I really enjoyed it. And honestly, people work really hard on these things. That's why I always say, you know, give people all of the credit where credit is due, because a lot of people work really hard on making stuff like this happen. But when Brainspace took over, which, mind you, I actually really like Brainspace because they did the first season, I'm pretty sure, of one of my favorite anime, Origairu. So seeing something that predated Origairu from Brainspace, I thought that was really neat. But it seemed like the animation, I don't know how I don't know what the rationale was, but of course, you know, when you change studios, you're gonna see some differences, but it seemed like they couldn't really capture the same essence as the first season, and this is really evident in backgrounds and in environments. I mean, you look at certain things like background characters, and if you really look hard for certain shows, you realize there are a lot of duplicates. Well, I guess a big problem that I had with season two is that I didn't have to look that hard for stuff like that. The backgrounds just didn't look that great, and I definitely saw the same green-haired man more than once. But you know, we're here, we ball. And there are just slight changes to the character designs of Lawrence and Hollow. And I mean ever so slight, that after the first few episodes, I was able to look past it. But you know when something is just ever so slightly off, or it's just ever so slightly changed and it bothers you for a bit. That's where I was with this. But that's okay, because it's still exceptional. Season two, Brain Space, and Marvy Jack. I did not mention Marvy Jack. Marvy Jack also co-produced this with Brain Space. It was quite the run. I definitely, and Daz brought up a really good point. Daz said that they probably weren't sure about where to go from there because the books were still going on. So they probably didn't know if they were going to get a third season because of the rate in which the books were being pumped out. And I think that he might have been absolutely right, because the ending, while sweet and very neatly wrapped, it was a bit unsatisfactory for me. It felt right, it felt earned, but it felt a little too clean, but also uncertain. And I think that's the term that I would use for all of season two, is uncertain. And that brings me to season two's take on Lawrence and Hollow's dynamic. In the first season, you can tell they're getting to know each other, but they still are very fond of each other. Their relationship is growing. You know that ultimately they're going to end up truly loving each other, but before that, you have to have the build up. Season one was great at having that build up and having them develop that sense of trust and camaraderie with one another. So with season one, you have these amazing building blocks. So even if at the end of a season you're hoping for a, oh, just kiss already or something like that, you know that there's going to be more. And this is incredible groundwork. Season two, it's wild because you can tell that they are madly in love with each other. And it seems like at times they're not trying to hide it, but then at other times Lawrence is just like kind of hiding it, and he seems so oblivious to everything around him, to the point where Hollow just gets, I would say, justifiably pissed. And sometimes I think he's doing it, he's not acknowledging things on purpose. Other times he genuinely doesn't know, but for some reason there's just something in me that says Lawrence is just being daft to be rude. But it's kind of like that video where 50 Cent is like, he said, fuck this person, fuck that person, and fuck 50. And I'm like, what'd you say fuck me for? And it's like, Lawrence, you are a wonderful young man, but you're kind of stupid. You make a lot of bad choices. I love you, I do, but you kind of suck. In this second season, you didn't learn anything from the first season, And on top of that, now you have the baddest wolf in the entire forest. You are teaching her economics, and you're teaching her about the ways of love. And mind you, there are some very powerful and poignant moments in season two that just elevate Hollow's character, but it seems like a lot of it is to the detriment of Lawrence's, and that is probably my biggest gripe with season two. Now, what I will say is, Daz has read the light novels. I have not. I'm curious to see how this is portrayed, if this gets the full treatment, so if they just adapt all of the light novels. Because if this is how Lawrence is between seasons 1 and 2, what happens after that? That's what I'm genuinely curious to know about. And I'm excited to learn. Because how do Lawrence and Hollow become a healthy and effective couple? That's going to eat at me until this new series arrives. But I'm really excited to figure it out. And really, one thing that I can say about Lawrence and about Hollow, it's really nice when not necessarily the story itself, but the characters have the propensity to upset you. The way that Lawrence in particular is for me, because I am so invested in, I want him to win. I want both of them, I want their well-being to be extremely well, so to speak. So when I see certain choices being made, it's not like it's from a character that I don't care about. Otherwise, I would not have such a reaction. They write these characters to be likable enough to be so, I mean, I could just say adorable. They are adorable characters. They write them in such a way that I feel compelled to cheer them on. And I want nothing but the best for them. So when I see that they're not getting there, that frustrates me. And really, that is the true biggest strength of Spice and Wolf, is that these characters are, and I mean this in the least cliche way possible, they are human. They're humanized. And they're relatable. They're people who you very well might know in your everyday life, whether it be the obliviousness or the conceit or the confusion, the feeling of not wanting to be alone. There are so many different avenues that they take up with these characters, and it's just such a great sight to see. It's more of a dual character study than it is, I would say, a sprawling show, but of course it is also about economics. And that's always going to be cool that they were able to do that. I just have to talk about the opening and the endings. The Wolf Whistling Song by Rocky Chalk is amazing. It's great. I think that it is an ending done right, an ending done perfectly. And the opening was amazing too. It didn't have to go that hard. Rocky Chalk did the ending for both seasons 1 and season 2. And I just think the season 1 ending, the Wolf Whistling Song of Ringo Biori, it is just so pleasant. I like the whole thing about the apples and the witches and everything. It's just really cute. So it's unskippable for me. Season 1's ending is an unskippable bop for me. And yes, I highly recommend watching The Old Spice and Wolf seasons 1 and 2. And then watch the new show, because it's coming. It is coming. And if you're listening to this in April, it's already here. But with that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. And if you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider donating to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. And as always, please consider joining the Discord server. We have some lovely people in there, and the community just keeps growing, and it makes my heart so happy. Also, thank you, Daz, for giving me this recommendation and for pushing me on, because he's so nice. He's just like, I hope you're enjoying the show. And I'm like, I am. Thank you. It's a great anime buddy to go to when you're watching something. Just give you that nice encouragement. And yes, this entire episode, it was about Spice and Wolf, but it was an HW Daz stan episode. So follow him, because let me tell you, those clothes and those collaborations, they go crazy. I love them so much. High quality, just taking over the world. All right. With all that being said, thank you so much again for listening. And with that, I am out.